Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and then I tell you all about it. Cooking matters to lots of people in Arkansas, and I helped. Don't go away, you're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I am Mary Tweet, and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. A while back, you may have heard my interview with Scott Allen and Darla Henry from Arkansas Children's Hospital Outreach Program, and they asked me to do a class called Cooking Matters, and so I interviewed them prior to that. Well, since then, I have taught that class, and I had an absolute ball. Cooking Matters is a program with the Arkansas Hunger Alliance, Hunger Relief Alliance, and the National Share Our Strength program, and it empowers low-income families with skills to stretch their budgets so that their children can get healthy meals at home. It's part of the No Kid Hungry campaign, and that's a campaign that really looks at ending childhood hunger in America, and if you don't know anything about that, the numbers are staggering. Cooking Matters serves families across the country with hands-on cooking classes, grocery store tours, and then educational tools that they can actually take home with them. And I felt very fortunate to be able to teach this class at the Hillary Clinton Children's Library. And so I want to invite you to come with me as we go to the Cooking Matters class. Here we go. So I'm here with one of my favorite cooks, one of my favorite chefs, Kathy Webb, who no longer is a chef, only probably for her own self, but and she runs the Arkansas Hunger Alliance. And Kathy, tell us a little bit about how you got involved with Cooking Matters and the whole Cooking Matters through the Hunger Alliance.
Cooking Matters was one of the first programs I heard about when I came to the Hunger Relief Alliance, and we actually approached the national organization Share Our Strength that runs Cooking Matters and asked if we could be the lead partner in Arkansas. And it's one of the neatest programs I've ever been involved with, Mary, because it actually empowers families and it teaches them how to cook inexpensive, nutritious, easy to prepare, and actually very delicious meals on a low-income budget. And this follows the old saying about you can teach somebody to fish or you can give somebody to fish, and this is the program that teaches people how to fish. I think the most important thing it does is it gives people the confidence that they can make changes in their lives to improve the nutrition for their family. It's an evidence-based program, and we also know that when you complete a Cooking Matters course, if you're a family that's struggling with the food budget, you can reduce your food insecurity by 50% by taking a course like this. Yeah. So it's a transformative program. If you're obese, you're going to lose weight. If you have high blood pressure, we teach you how to use with other seasonings than salt. If you have diabetes, we teach you how to fix really delicious things. And moms always say, well, my kids aren't going to eat those vegetables, or my kids, and every single time, without a doubt, the kids eat them, and they love it. If I could quit my job and teach Cooking Matters all day long, that's what I'd do. But I haven't found anybody who's willing to pay me to do that.
Well, and that's the other nice thing about Cooking Matters. It's a free cooking class. It doesn't cost anything. And they're all over Central Arkansas, all over the state, and they can call the Hunger Relief Alliance and find out where they are. But, you know, they also... people can volunteer and help with the Cooking Matters classes.
Right. We need people who are chefs or really, really good home cooks. You know, you don't have to have a culinary degree. And we also need folks who are interested in nutrition, because there's a nutrition component in every class. And I have friends who are in school studying nutrition. I have a friend who went to college 30 years ago and got a nutrition degree and then has never used it, but he's volunteering for a Cooking Matters class.
I love that.
You know, or a home ec teacher, or anybody who's interested in nutrition and fitness, because they're physical activities mm-hmm. that we suggest in this program. You know, again, I think it's important to stress that it's an evidence-based program. It is free. We need volunteers. We need volunteers who will go to the grocery store and buy the ingredients for the meals, because we use at least two recipes at every meal, and then we give people at every class, and then we give people food to take home to practice on during the week. And typically they'll come back to the class and say, oh, wow, those sweet potatoes were awesome. We have sweet potato fries or whatever it is. But so we need volunteers to assist at the class, to assist the chefs. Again, so the shoppers, the class coordinators, the nutrition folks, and I guarantee you that you will get as much out of this as the participants in the class. It's amazing. Yeah, and I think you can confirm that.
Yeah, I would. I'd say that, you know, I went in kind of thinking, oh, no, another cooking class. And I wanted, I was like, oh, I'll sign up again, you know, because it was that much fun. I got so much out of it. I learned so much myself from the people that I was cooking with. They were great.
I mean, one of the things that's kind of fun to do, we've got a class that's going to start soon, and it's going to be in Spanish. And oftentimes you can ask folks, like, what's one of your favorite recipes? And I had a class where we had a lot of women who were Hispanic. And so we talked about a taco dish that a lot of the folks really liked. And we said, okay, how can we make this a healthier dish for your family? What are a couple of things that we can do differently? So people are super engaged. It's not you standing up there giving a lecture. It's an involvement class where everybody participates.
We used ground turkey instead of ground beef in our soup, and they were amazed at how good it tasted. Yeah. And I thought, wow, you know, I take it for granted because I do use ground turkey. And I thought that was great. It was great that they like really discovered something that I don't know if they would have gone out and bought that, but they did. You know, they said, yeah, this I'm going to use this. So that was great.
Well, if you're on a fixed income or a very low income and you think ground turkey might be good, but you're not sure, then you're probably not going to go out and spend that money, because if it weren't good, then you would have wasted that money that you can't afford to waste.
Exactly.
So this class gives people the opportunity to try all sorts of things, fresh fruit that people have never tried.
Right.
Fresh vegetables, and sometimes we use canned or frozen,
mm-hmm.
you know, depending on the season.
Yeah.
And we try to use sometimes what people might get from a food pantry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I think all those things together really added up to be a really rich class for these for the people that were, you know, taking the class, and for me, I think both. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thanks for teaching a class.
Hey. We've just finished our fifth class for Cooking Matters, and I'm here with Elizabeth Baker, who, Elizabeth, what is your title at the Hunger Relief Alliance?
AmeriCorps Direct Member for Cooking Matters.
And so you're AmeriCorps member, but you're also, what you're serving right now is the Hunger Relief Alliance and doing the Cooking Matters class.
Yes.
And so tell me a little bit about your experience with all this. Because, I mean, you've been at all our classes and tasted all our food.
So this is the second class that I've coordinated. So part of my job at the Alliance is to coordinate the classes for the Children's Hospital. And then come every time and make sure that, you know, we have the grocery list made and that we have bags of food to send home for everybody and that all the paperwork is done and that we have both of our instructors here and everybody knows how to come, you know, when to come and all of that kind of stuff, details.
So this has been a year that you've been involved with this.
I've been here since July 1st, so a little, like, I guess 6 months in.
And you're part of the AmeriCorps. How long are you in AmeriCorps?
You're in it for a year, but I'll actually, I'm going to do it for 2 years, so.
Good for you. Now, where are you from originally?
I grew up in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, great. And so what did you think about coming to Little Rock?
I moved down here from Fayetteville. So I've been in Arkansas for a long time. Like, I came up here to go to college. So I've been in Arkansas for about 9 years now.
And, I mean, were you assigned the Cooking Matters group?
No. I applied specifically for this position. I'd heard about Cooking Matters, and it was something that I wanted to volunteer for. So I got on the Alliance mailing list and then saw this job opening and applied
for
it. So I was really excited. Yeah.
Nice. And, you know, I know this is your second class, but kind of what are the things that you see come out of Cooking Matters?
One of my favorite things is probably whenever anyone tries a new food for the first time and they like it. Like, we had the woman in our class who had never had blueberries,
and wasn't that crazy?
It was great, yeah. But the other thing that's really you know, maybe a little more unexpected is like the camaraderie and the way that the friendships that kind of form and the way that people kind of fall into this natural pattern. Like we watched this class today, like everybody was just washing up and they like immediately started doing things. And
yeah, until you know that they're doing them at home.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I also love hearing stories about when people made things at home. Even if, you know, someone in the family didn't like it or did like it, I just love hearing that people took this home and did it.
I know. I loved this story tonight. We made chicken last week, and I love the story about the person that made roasted her chicken, and then her daughter actually made the chicken salad that she took to school.
Yeah.
That was a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, and you know, it's exciting to me to see that people are taking whatever we're doing, which is very basic, but then taking it back and then applying it at home.
Yeah, definitely. They add whatever spices or whatever kind of twist to it that they like, and they come back with these stories and pictures sometimes, which is even better.
What I am so surprised about after doing this for this 5 weeks, and we're going to talk to a couple of the members of the group, is the kitchen at the Hillary Clinton Children's Library.
Mm-hmm.
Totally awesome.
Yes.
You had been here before.
Yes, we did our first class here, and it's a fantastic space, and the library could not have been better to work with. They've been so easy with us. Yeah.
Yeah, and so they've got everything you need. They've got all the equipment. They've got everything for the class. And I know that Darla and Scott are looking for more chefs.
Yes, so we're always looking for more chef volunteers.
And I'm not a chef, but, you know.
You don't have to be a chef. You can just be a cooking
a good
expert.
Cook.
Yeah, you can be someone who's never worked in a restaurant, just somebody who loves cooking, somebody who's cooked at home.
Yeah, that's totally cool.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think we're going to go in. Darla, can we talk to the people in here now? Are you guys done? Are you done? Great. So right next to the cooking, right next to the kitchen, the teaching kitchen, is this group that has been cooking. And so they don't know I'm going to do this, but hey, do you guys mind talking to my radio audience about your experience? She's in. So say your name and kind of talk about, and that's exactly what I want you to talk about, is I want you to talk about your experience. So Ava, yeah, you say your name, Ava. She said, say my name.
That's okay.
Wait a minute. That's okay. You're good. It's just we're having a conversation. That's it. I promise.
Okay.
Are we live?
No.
My name is Ava Coleman.
And tell me about your experience with Cooking Matters.
It was a wonderful experience. I myself tasted different fruits and vegetables I have never tasted before. Eggplant.
Were you the one?
Beets.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Roasted beets.
Yes.
And blueberries.
And blueberries was my first time. It was awesome. I found out the textures kind of bother me more. So
I think that's so true with a lot
yes.
of people.
Yes. But it was really good. I really enjoyed it. My kids enjoyed the new recipes. It was just a good experience. We've came together a little bit more. I've been eating more fruits and vegetables
good.
Since the class.
Good.
So I'm super excited.
Good. What else? I know, she's very enthusiastic. Well, I know, and Diana called me. Well, Diana's like, no. But listen, I just want to ask you, Diana, because you called me. Diana called me specifically, and she said, I make the same casserole over and over and over again. But you've really tried a lot of stuff, haven't you?
I have had a...
You've had a ball.
I had a ball.
Good.
I had a blast. It was great.
And you have made almost everything that we have...
I have made everything and more.
Oh, good.
Yes, I got into your recipe book, and I've
oh,
made...
Oh, good.
Your banana bread is awesome.
It is good, isn't
my
it?
My brother just raved over it and said it was much better than the gravy I made when I was 15 years old.
That he will not let you live down.
He will not let me live it down. I don't understand that. So okay. What? It turned out like potatoes, mashed potatoes.
Gravy, mashed potatoes, same thing.
Yes.
Great. I am glad to hear that, Diana. Because, you know, it's nice to hear when someone says, oh, I make the same thing over and my family's tired of it. And then you hear someone say, I did it. I made something different.
Yes.
What else? Who else has had an experience with? I know, Anne. I love Anne because Anne brings back pictures every week of things that you've made. So you've had a good time.
I've had a wonderful time.
Good.
And like tonight, I'd made a frittata.
There goes the phone.
But we made frittatas in little muffin tins so that they were mini frittatas, which would be fabulous for a brunch.
Yeah.
We used different grains, Mary. We did...
That was fun. The farro and the quinoa.
And we did this fabulous casserole with different grains in the oven.
Yeah.
And I went home and made it. And then a couple of things, I had the soup. We did a soup. and I had a big pot of it ready, and I invited guests over for dinner just on the spur of the moment to enjoy the soup and the wild bread trick that you taught us.
Yeah, the wild bread trick that Anne's talking about is running any old particular loaf of French bread or whatever under the water. Instead of sprinkling it, I just ran under the water and then threw it in the oven, and then it makes it nice, crispy on the outside and smooth. And
oh, it's fabulous. Yeah, it's crunchy on the outside and just wonderful on the inside.
Yeah, and you got to eat it while it's hot out of the oven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Carol, I know you're going to Hot Springs, and you're doing this class, right, in Hot Springs?
Yes, we're really excited. Our group had a meeting yesterday, and we were talking about how we're going to get funding to do it. That's the big thing.
Oh, fantastic.
It's getting funding. But one of our gals took this before, and she did not have the same experience I did. I think this is just fabulous. The people that have come to this we all learn from one another. Camaraderie of it. It's not like, okay, everybody came and sat down, and it was everybody participated. And I've never seen such an enthusiastic group. I hope that we get people
that are. It's nice because there's only 9 of you guys, and so it makes it so it's easy. Now over here we have a. A child who came with her mom, right?
Right.
And tell me your name again.
Nova.
Nova. Do you like the stuff your mom's cooking?
Yeah.
What's your mom's name?
Tanya.
Tanya. And so what has she been cooking that you like?
Strawberries.
Oh, well, yeah. It's hard to cook strawberries, I'm telling you right now. So, Tanya, tell me a little bit, because you have a family at home, and you've been doing this.
Yes, and what she's talking about is the strawberries that we did with the Greek yogurt and the brown sugar. Oh, my God, it was so delicious, and a little bit of vanilla extract. So, yeah, they love that. They love dipping. So, and we had that today as well.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
So you like the strawberries. Nice. Who else? What else did you guys? Now, Diana, I know that you. Diana, I know. Excuse me, Deb. I know what Deb. Deb has really been amazed, and Deb rushes here at 5 o'clock on Wednesdays. But what's been one of your favorite things?
I enjoyed the different herbs and the different grains and the different stuff that I had never tried. Also, the manager's special.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
I was totally blown because I thought, oh, that's just discarded. They don't want to, you know, they just want to sell it. It's probably not any good. But I have really did well. I've checked my prices. I've looked at different stuff. My
husband had a supermarket tour, and I think that was helpful.
Yes, it was very helpful. And everybody needs to do that.
Yeah, that was really
because
good.
Because it helped me with my budget. It helps me with my circular. I'd go through the circular and look at the circulars and compare prices. I have learned a lot.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
I have really enjoyed it.
And I think that was the intention, was for people to really learn and to really, you know.
You made it that way.
That's
oh,
right.
Thank you.
Mary,
thank you.
Mary is the best, honey.
Oh, you're so good. You know, I was telling him today, I think that the reason is I'm not a chef, but I am like you guys. I cook in the same way you guys are. So I think that that does help when you've got someone who's. And I learned a lot from you all. I learned the great Carol soup recipe. I'm going to start calling that Carol soup. Yeah, the Carol tomato soup. I won't say it. Maybe I'll post it on my website, because if I say it right now, I just want Carol to get credit for it, because it was good.
Well, you cooked quick, easy stuff.
Yeah, and it is, and you know, I think so much of it is really, not only is it tasty, but it's, you know, it's easy, and flavor is key, you know, having stuff that tastes really good. Mm-hmm. My website is arkansascooks.com. Mm-hmm. So glad. So, Diana, what was your favorite thing, Diana?
No.
Brenda.
Excuse me. Diana. She's saying Diana. Okay, Brenda, tell me your favorite thing.
I love the whole setup and meeting different people, different ethnic groups, different ages.
Yeah.
And we, even though we're different, we all had something in common.
Yeah.
Food. Cooking food. And we're learning new ways of cooking food.
Yeah.
And especially the crock pot.
Did you love
the chicken
that?
And the crock pot. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that was the bomb.
That was great.
I mean with the bag. In the bag.
Yeah. So what Brenda's talking about is we had a crock pot bag, and all you did was put a chicken in there with your onion, carrot, spices, and 8 hours later at low, it comes out beautiful. It all comes apart.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah.
The whole setting.
Yeah.
And even the resource material that we received each night we met, it was awesome. We get to keep it. cherish it and pass it on.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think, yeah, passing it on. That's important, Brenda. I like that one. So the people here at the Hillary Clinton Library, it's a children's library, could not have been better. They've got a great little kitchen. And I have had a ball being with you guys.
Yes.
So that's key. Thank you. Cooking Matters. You can find out about it at Arkansas Children's Hospital, and you can also go to cookingmatters.com, and there is an app on the phone you can do. So, did you hear about that app on your phone? Cooking Matters. It's great. Thanks, guys. Wow, so we just finished up a sixth series of Cooking Matters, which is a wonderful program sponsored by the Hunger Relief Alliance here in Arkansas. And this was one that was sponsored by Children's Hospital. And I'm with Elizabeth Baker and Darla Henry. And you might have heard my interview with Scott Allen and Darla Henry earlier on, who are in outreach at Arkansas Children's Hospital. And Darla, this is one of many programs you have for outreach at Children's.
Yes, most of our programs are aimed toward children. We do fitness and nutrition in the middle schools. And we do healthy habits with the elementary, where we give them a gift bag with stuff for oral care. And we also have a fire safety program, and we do car seat safety. So we have several programs that we do.
Right. And I met Eric, who does a lot of your nutrition, and I think it's Eric, is that right?
Yes, Eric is, we kind of work together. We both do the fitness and nutrition parts.
Great. He was telling me when he was here last week at Cookie Matters how much he loves going into schools and doing that. He said it's the greatest job ever.
Yes.
And everybody, I mean, you, Scott, you all look like you all have a good time.
Yes, we do. We have a wonderful job, and it's nice to get out in the community and be able to give back a little bit. All of our programs most of our programs are free, and so we're able to, you know, just provide that to schools and to people in the community. Cooking Matters is for adults, so yeah. We reach a lot of different people.
And, you know, as Elizabeth was telling me, there's also one for teens, and there's one for families, so.
Yeah, we have teens, kids, families, and this one's called adults, but I think pretty soon it's going to be, they're changing it. It's called parents. So we want to teach everybody how to cook.
Yeah. And so I thought it was a great class. We ended up with seven or eight most of the time, and it was a nice size class, and you know, the segment right before this was talking to all those participants about the fun that they had. And I'm just curious about your response to kind of, because this is your second one, and so kind of how was this for you guys?
Oh, it's very positive. I think people really enjoyed it. They get to learn how to cook, and kind of a lot of people have different stories. Some are not comfortable cooking. Some are just in a habit of maybe buying fast food and things like that. So our purpose is to teach people how to cook healthy, but on a budget. So we keep the budgeting in mind, too. So we're not making elaborate, gourmet, four-hour dinners. We're making things you can make that are practical for your family.
Well, and I have to add that, a beautiful roast chicken can be very, it can be very exciting and not elaborate. But, you know, it's a good roast chicken is a great thing.
Yes. Yeah, and so. I know you've brought a lot of wonderful recipes and a lot of good tidbits and hints and things that have helped people a lot. And practical advice. So the roast chicken is wonderful. I think everybody has tried it now. A lot of people said that they'd never even bought a whole chicken before. So I think that's been a really good positive thing, and learning what all you can do with the chicken and how many meals you can get out of it.
Well, so what are some of the things that surprised you about this class, or maybe things that you noticed about this class that you hadn't seen before? Because I want to add that Darla does an amazing class with them, a sit down where they're taking notes. And you know what I was impressed by your class is that they are all like 100% paying attention to every word, and they're hanging on every word.
Yeah.
Cash Ashley had come in for another class, and so you like me, I don't have to be a chef. I know Cash is, I'm not, but you know you don't have to be a chef in order to actually volunteer to help cook. You do have to know how to cook, and you do have to know recipes and be able to describe it. So maybe an ex-home ec teacher, or, you know, and it's quick. That's what I learned. It's 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're roasting a chicken and doing roasted in 2 hours.
Really fast, yeah.
And that includes your class.
Right, yes, 2 hours total. So yeah, it's just 2 hours of your time, and then you get a meal, and you get groceries to take home to make to repeat the meal and make for your homework, and you get the nutrition class. So yeah, it's a it's two jam-packed hours, but it's just 2 hours.
Yeah. So I really thought, you know, I think that it does take prep time. It takes that time to go, you know, because like I was telling Elizabeth earlier, I'm glad everything that we did today on our snack day, I'm glad everything timed out well. And I really do. I think it went boom, boom, boom. Okay, it was done, and you had enough time to do that. But, you know, beforehand, I'm thinking, well, I've never made these tortilla chips. I'm just thinking I know how to do them. So, you know, those were the kinds of issues I was thinking, gosh, I hope, because I didn't test everything. I thought, well, I've made, you know, something like this before. I think I can do this. And I really do think there's a lot of prep time to think, how much time is it going to take me to
put the menu together?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I think that is some of the teaching is, you know, if you're roasting a chicken, remember to put it in the oven first.
Right.
Then you're going to make, so I mean, you know, so everything times
timing
out.
Is huge.
Yeah. And I think people get really frustrated with that, you know. Yeah. They don't recognize that your chicken's going to have to sit there for 10 minutes before you can cut it up. So,
right. Yeah. That's true. That's the benefit of having, you know, you or someone like you that's got that experience that can teach that and train the people about that part of it, that we're not just randomly making food. We're putting a meal together that goes together, and this is how you would make it. If you were at home, this is what you would do first. And so that they know, you know, it's not and the way you did it, you know, you're showing them. You're letting them chop everything up, and it's not all done for them. So they know that you've got to do all this. You've got to mix all this together. So just like if you were at home and you were making the chicken yourself. So,
well, Elizabeth, I think you touched on this too. I think this is exactly what happens in this kind of a group, is that I'm getting, you know, here I am teaching it, but I'm getting recipes from the students, and they're getting tips from me, and I didn't know you could do that, and oh, how about this? And, you know, so those are the kinds of things that everybody brings to the class.
Oh, absolutely. You learn something in every class, definitely.
Yeah. And from each other.
Yeah.
I mean, people that say, I don't know how to cook. You know?
It's a conversation, not a lecture.
Exactly.
You know?
I think that was a big aha for me. I was thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to, you know, and then I recognized I don't have to teach it. Let's all get involved and get, you know, kind of do this together.
Exactly. And you're kind of experimenting together and, like, you know, seeing what works. And if it doesn't work, it's not a big deal, because you're all learning together. Oh, this doesn't work. And, you know, and half the people like it and half the people don't. And it's subjective, like with the peanut butter smoothies.
I thought that was interesting. Yeah. And people do have opinions, and I think it's okay.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Because you want to teach them how to cook what they like and what their family's going to like.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Right. And people, you know, some people have texture. They don't like different textures. They don't like, you know, different flavors, or they're more of a savory person than a sweet person.
Right.
So, and you just kind of find that out. And then, because you did a nice talk about spices, and one of the things you said was that, you know, everybody has different spices that they like. Mm-hmm. So, in smelling them and tasting them, you can kind of see which one appeals to you.
Right. So. Right. Well, the other thing I really appreciate is that it is basic nutrition. You know, you're looking at the My Plate. How do you put together? We used to have a friend who we used to call Mr. White, because he would have white potatoes and a white piece of chicken and some white corn. And I was like, that's not a meal. That is a bunch of starch. Yeah. You know, it's all white food. So, you know, having people look at their plate and look at what they're putting together.
Right. From a calorie standpoint, the vegetables are going to have less calories usually than the fruit.
Because the fruit has the sugar.
So, but, you know, most people will find one or two vegetables that they like, and then they can start kind of expanding from there and trying different ways. You know, if it's the bitterness, they might like them roasted, which would take a lot of the bitterness out.
Right.
So just kind of, that's a lot that they get in class, is trying different ways of preparing foods.
Well, I've had such a ball with Cooking Matters. Thank you both. A lot of it has to do with you guys coming in and washing dishes and putting stuff together. I love that. So you can come and work at my house anytime.
We appreciate you coming. It was a great class.
It was a good, wonderful class.
Thanks.
We're back. I'm Mary Tweet, and this is Arkansas Cooks. You can find out more about Cooking Matters from my website, arkansascooks.com. You can also look at the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance and Arkansas Children's Hospital websites and just look at Cooking Matters. It is a fantastic program. Now, if you're interested in writing me, you can do that as well at mary@arkansascooks.com. I love to get mail from people. The stuff I get is always fantastic. Well, that's all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks. Thank you for tuning in, and I want to thank Kathy Webb, Elizabeth Baker, Scott Allen, and Darla Henry, and all the great people from my class. Also, thanks to Travis Hill. He makes me sound so good. This is Mary Tweet reminding all you Arkansas cooks, life is too short to eat bad food, so only good food, need it with great people, people that you really love. It'll taste so much better.